Well, let's turn now to the people who fled Haiti after that earthquake. In the aftermath, the U.S. government let thousands of Haitian immigrants stay and work right here in this country. Here in Now's Peter O'Dowd went to Brockton, Massachusetts, where he found a group of Haitians still struggling to adjust to life in America.
5 years ago today, Beatrice Gédéon was at home in Port-au-Prince when she says the earth beneath her felt as if it had turned to water.
The house turned like a circle, and then I fall on the floor, and then some, pop.
As her home fell down around her, Beatrice tried to protect her 2-year-old daughter. She was also 4 months pregnant.
Even if I'm dying, what I'm saying in my heart, even if I die, they're going to find the baby down on me, and I bend over the baby, and everything fall out. After that, I have the bed, it was next to me, and the bed moved. And then I stay on down the floor and pray God. After that, I don't hear anything.
Beatrice and her daughter weren't injured, but the home was ruined. The nights that came next were troubled. She and her husband, Otto Erivo, slept outside. It was cold and dark. She says children buried beneath the rubble of a nearby school called out for help. Otto and Beatrice worried about the health of their unborn baby. The hospitals were full. Malaria was in the air.
Sometimes when I explain that to other people, I almost cry. This is a day I'm going to remember until I die.
The earthquake, I can say, changed all our life.
A month after the earthquake, the family decided to join Beatrice's mother and sister in Massachusetts, where the baby would be born. Beatrice and Otto had resources. He was a customs inspector. She was a nurse.
I used to get paid $1,600 every month.
A fortune in a poor country like Haiti.
1 month here, I can pay my whole year in Haiti for the rent. Yeah.
1 month here, you could pay your whole year in Haiti.
Yeah, in Haiti with the money, yeah. I had a good life. I have people who helping me. I have 2 maids in my house who take care of my kids, everything. But when you came here, you know, even if you have family here, it's very hard because, you know, you don't know the system, you know.
Beatrice and her family qualified for something called temporary protected status. After the earthquake, the U.S. government allowed Haitians in the United States to work here without fear of deportation. Beatrice wasn't trained to be a nurse in this country, so she took a job as a nursing assistant. Otto is a home health aide. They have 4 children now. They make less money here than they ever did in Port-au-Prince.
We have a lot of problems in our country, but I still have some emptiness inside of me. That means I need something different, you know? I need to go home.
You could go back, or can't you?
Oh, we're thinking every day. Every day, and every step, every action we take over here, we take it in the idea we're going to come back, let's say, very soon.
According to the government, 58,000 Haitians like Beatrice and Otto qualified for protected status in the U.S. after the earthquake. Muzaffar Chisti follows the Haitian diaspora at the Migration Policy Institute in Washington, D.C.
This is a pretty stable family-based flow of people.
In 2010, Chisti says there was no Haitian exodus, not like there was in the 1990s when Haiti shuddered with political unrest. He says most migration from the island is legal. Large communities have settled in Miami, New York, and Boston.
It's a very robust diaspora. It sends about $1.8 billion in remittances a year, which is pretty close to like 25% of the GDP of Haiti. So it's a very important contributing factor to the Haitian economy.
Back in Brockton, Beatrice and Otto say they're thankful for the chance to work and occasionally send money home. Protected status for Haitians expires in 2016. By then, they'll be ready to leave.
My name is Franklin Saint-Nosier. I am 37 years old.
Franklin Saint-Jose isn't so lucky. She also lost her home and her job to the earthquake. But she waited too long to flee Port-au-Prince. By the time she moved to Massachusetts in 2013, the window for protected status had closed. Through an interpreter, Frankine says her tourist visa expired long ago. She cannot legally work. She lives with a friend who supports her. When someone offers Frankine money, she asks that it be sent back to Haiti instead, to her daughter, who still lives there.
until now, I don't really get the life that I would like to. And I know I have a lot of potential. I know I can work. I know I'm a professional, but it's not easy to work with my status.
Alors, m'a pas dit m'a content non mais toujours espérer que ça ca changer, ça a changé.
Since it's worse in my country, I should say I'm not really disappointed. Actually, I'm living by faith. I believe that USA is the land of opportunity, and I want to seize that opportunity. I want to live by faith.
5 years after the earth shook, Frankine spends much of her time on a church pew, praying that her life will change. For Here and Now, I'm Peter O'Dowd in Brockton, Massachusetts.
And one more note on Haiti. One of those startling images from the earthquake was the ruins of the National Cathedral in Port-au-Prince. The Vatican has plans to rebuild it, but today, in a new church that has gone up next to the shell of the cathedral, Haitians gathered for a Catholic mass. Karine Joisius was there. She lost her arm in the earthquake, but since then she's had two children. She told the Associated Press that in her first year after the quake, she just cried, but now she's thinking of the future. And as Carrie Khan said, the recovery has been uneven. The World Bank says more than 6 million Haitians out of a population of 10 million live under the national poverty line of $2.44 per day.